You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.
Today on our show, I'm talking with Natalia Zurbova. Natalia, thank you so much for being with me today.
Thank you.
Natalia, we're going to talk about your show, of course, at Callander Gallery, the title of which is Nightlight. And, you know, since we are talking about paintings, just to go into that title a little bit, Nightlight is somehow very special for a painter, isn't it? A whole quality of night, a whole quality of colors and an interpretation of what it means to be in the dark to some extent.
Yes, that's right. That's very right, because I usually use light, and lighting is the favorite thing that I work on. And actually, you know, in nighttime you don't have any lighting, or you have this artificial lighting, which is very different. But all the works in the gallery, on the exhibition, you can't understand which is it day or is it nighttime. That's why this name came out.
Oh, I like that.
It's something in between. It's something in between day and night.
Right, twilight. It's, or we don't know whether it's dusk or dawn. It could be morning or evening.
Exactly.
But isn't that both a kind of magic hour? Is that the same in cinema? This kind of hour when things are glowing a little bit, aren't they?
Yes, exactly. You see things differently at that time. And, you know, and this is the main point of this exhibition, of this work.
So let's keep talking about this time then, since it is the main point of this work, and that differs from other bodies of work as well. Why this time? I mean, to me, it has, you know, romantic associations. It's a very beautiful time, the magic hour, they call it in film, as I was saying. But also, is there another reason for you this particular time? Because there's also formal reasons, I would imagine.
Yes. Actually, it is another reason, and I will explain. Usually, I use my practice is it is actually to paint from observation. It's you know, when you come when the artist come with a palette and with paints, and I usually paint from the observation. That means that I usually paint the real light. But these works, which are shown on this exhibition specifically, are made during the last year in Israel in my studio. That means that they are not made from observation. And that means that the lighting, which is... that's why the lighting, which is... which somehow... happens to be to shown in this exhibition is not real, and that's why it came out that it is twilight. It was not the subject, but it's like happens to be, because the paintings are done in the space of the studio.
And is that the case with all of the paintings in this show?
Yes. This is the very important thing, because all of them are made from sketches, a lot of sketches, different sketches, which I made during some time from the observation. But then when I painted them again in my studio, they became very different. And the lighting became different. And then,
so it's interesting, but your studio doesn't have this kind of lighting, so in a way you're bringing all this light into your studio through these works, right? There's a few layers.
Yes.
There.
Exactly. Every painting has its own lighting, I would say. And it is from nowhere. The light is from nowhere. There is no sun, and there is no lamp.
So let's talk about one of those specifically, the nightlight. And this has very unusual things happening in here. There's a person sitting at a desk, but we see a mirror reflecting light behind them, in front of them, and even coming through these kind of windows on their side, right? This is almost a also kind of mix up of architectural space, right? We're not sure where the light's coming from. Seems to be everywhere, but even the type of space she's in.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
So,
this painting
because it has nothing to do with your studio, you're saying again, because it looks like it could be a scene from It's Jaffa, right, where you are, like what's out the window, but it's not. These are all created scenes and architecture.
Yes, yes. This work specifically, it's made on several sketches, which I collected from several years. Actually, it's not Jaffa. It's Nazareth. It's kind of hotel in Nazareth where me and my daughter used to go. And I made, during several years, we used to stay there for some time. And then I made some sketches from nature. But then I combined them in my studio. And that's why you see this very strange and very, actually also very strange architecture. Like the structure of the painting is three parts, and the light came also from the window and from the also from the lamp in the room. And then on the third painting, you see these windows, which are also have this light. This kind of artificial lighting, which is, somehow I combined it from different parts. And yes, and this is the name of the painting because it is the most important thing, the sky, which is actually it feels that there is a sky which is very bright, and you feel it also in the middle part, which is which doesn't have this sky, but it has it on the mirror, as you have told.
Yeah, I love that coming both ways. In a number of these, I mean, there's also a certain mood. Looking at that one, you know, the back of the girl writing, and it seems to be almost nostalgic or at least very quiet. Could be melancholic even, but that's up to the viewer, I suppose. There's another one, evening meal. This is all, feels like all interior light. Yeah, it also has that feeling. What do you think about that? The characters in these, this looks like a man here, and the woman in the previous painting, Nightlight. Do they have something in common? Are they? Am I going too
I
far
think,
there? To, yeah.
Yes, all this. Actually, I my like the subject of my paintings, or not only my paintings. The subject of my art is usually. It's usually my private life, and I usually paint my family and my house where I live. And you see the characters who are usually my family members, but also they're also kind of abstract figures. And in this exhibition, you have all the figures, they are not looking on the spectator. Like you enter the space of the exhibition and you don't see anyone who is looking on you. People are doing something or just don't doing something, but they are in their own world. And there is only one painting, which is small painting looking out of the window of the gallery, looking out for the street. This is the self-portrait, which seems to be looks on the spectator with its eyes, her eyes. It's my eyes, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So
and
all
there are
the
some
figures,
that,
they are,
Yeah, no, go on. So all the figures.
they are like disappear somehow in the space, all these figures in the interior.
And there's
The
one here that seems to disappear even more. I'm sorry to interrupt. Go on. I was thinking of Red Room, but tell
Yes.
me about that, because that's also disappearing inside an interior that now looks very different than the other interiors. I don't understand the Red Room interior entirely.
Yes, it is this actually it is my daughter within her bedroom, but it is very abstract painting. It's almost coming to be abstract. What is interesting in this painting is this the structure of it with the lines, the black like dark lines, and which just cut the painting on sides, and the
Yeah.
background, red background, which I would say it's the figure, and the figure kind of disappears in this color, in this strong color. Also,
Yeah,
this
I
the
love that.
yeah, also the painting with the figures with the woman figures on the who are bathing. You see that the green blue color also eats them. Part of them are actually disappear.
So let's talk about that, right? The women reclining, bathing, that part of them are disappearing. Yeah, that's so true, you know. And so how does that happen? That's part of your intention in with these figures.
Yeah, I also, I mean, all these paintings are made from, they are from last year, and I'm painting them in my studio in Tel Aviv, and I can't explain, but probably it's kind of I locked myself in my studio, and I'm not doing anything which is going on the streets, or but literally I would say that somehow it is in my head, and probably it's kind of distraction of of bodies. I would say somehow.
Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit. Isn't that a little bit like, I mean, if what you're talking about is, yeah, are these war paintings? You know, no, really, they're not war paintings, right? Or
No.
they are. It's like Monet was painting lilies, he said, during World War I, I think. And at some point he said, these are my war paintings. But it was also because people were saying, like, what are you doing? You know, what about the
Yeah,
war?
exactly.
And so yeah, is that how you see it? Because yeah, you're right there in Jaffa. I mean, I know that's a very, I think that's where you are. That's a very exciting community. Yeah,
Yeah,
how
I
does
mean,
that kind of political atmosphere affect your work, or not? Or is the work a safe area, a kind of sanctuary?
yeah, I would say, first of all, I can't go to paint outside anymore. Maybe I will do it, but I didn't have intent to do it anymore. So that's why these paintings from the last year, they are all of them are from my studio, which is very new in my practice. And then you see the painting, if you would see my paintings which I made before, these new paintings, they are very raw, like not detailed, and I would say that I'm very proud of them, and also of kind of how I put colors and how I interpret details. It's very very different, and coloring is very very strong, and I think it is. This is the thing. How do I react on the situation which is going on around me? This is my reaction.
Yeah, that makes sense. And thanks for sharing that, because right, it's kind of subtle in a way, right? But also not so. And in that context,
Yes.
all these interiors mean something else, right? The interior is where you have to be, as opposed to, right, painting the
Yeah.
field.
Yeah, I would say, the interior for me usually have been, and now is much more strong. It's kind of, this inner space where I can lock myself and see and be. And this is my space. It is very, very, it's very small. Like it's somehow several meters.
Right. Well, from the paintings, it looks like it's huge,
Yes. Yes.
or could be. Yeah,
Yes.
that's so interesting, and so and such a part of how these are built, right? And how, what's happening in the studio now? You're continuing to make interiors. Is that correct? Are they in the same direction as these?
I do make interiors as well, and I do also another project, which is kind of a story. Like I'm trying to, it's very new also, but I felt that I need to speak and to somehow to describe something, and it's kind of illustrated novella, but also, it has painting inside, of course. It's like painted book.
And so is it a graphic? It's a graphic novel? Is there words in
it's
it
kind
as well?
of it's kind of graphic novel, yes.
And can you tell me what the story is? You can tell me as little as
it's
you like.
Autobiographical,
if you don't
just an autobiographical story, like about my last 20 years.
I love that. And how is it made? Are you using, what are you using for the illustrations?
I use my own memories, and I made it on paper with watercolor.
All watercolors. So what will happen with that? Will that become a small edition? How will that get out into the world?
Yeah, I think it will be a book.
And have you made books like that before? That were then, these are kind of, it's an artist's book, right?
It's an artist book. I have made several two books, but not that kind, of course. Because this one will be my biggest.
And what were the previous books? They weren't autobiographical.
No. Yes, actually, they were smaller, and the first book was about a marriage and a funeral on one street. It's kind of it's this book was came out in 2015, and it has no any word. It's like only paintings, which shows Muslim funeral and Jewish marriage on the one street. And then another book was kind of just drawings from one of my years, also autobiographical, but they were paintings from observation. So it's, what I'm doing now is very different and very new.
And there will be words along with this as well. So these are watercolors. Are they black and white watercolors, or will this be color?
Only watercolors.
Well, that sounds interesting. Will they'll be available on your website? Should I mention that here, that when these books are published or in editions, they'll be on
yes,
your website?
Yes, of course, it will be. I will publish it on my Instagram page and my Facebook page and on my site of course as well.
And I want to ask you one more question before we go. What are you reading at the moment? Speaking of books, what are you reading?
Yeah, actually, I'm reading also in one of the illustrated novella. It's the novella of Serbian artist Miroslav Sekulic Struža, Peter and Liza. So I'm just in the middle of this book.
Well, thank you for sharing that with me. And thanks for talking with me about your show. There's links here, so of course listeners can learn more and see more. Thank you so much, Natalia, for talking with me today.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.